blessed this morning. God has really given us a speaker to bring the word this morning that's going to really, he's going to be sowing seeds for your needs today. Would you welcome with me Elder Roger Perry? Raj, come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, pastors, Pastor Jackson and Pastor Janie. Let's pray and we're going. Father, we thank you for the word. Your word is working. We refuse to not believe that it's working. Devil, we bind you. We bind every hearing, hindering, and distracting spirit. We bind you in Jesus' name. Now we say revelation is flowing in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to read a scripture and then I have you take your seats in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You may have your seats. Lord, we ask you to increase our faith this morning. Increase our faith. Jesus says all you have to do is believe. 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 Another word for believe is have faith. In Mark 11, 22, Jesus says, have faith in God. Not in your job, not in your education, not in experience, not in the government, but in God. Glory to God. Well, I just want to thank Pastors Jackson and Pastor Janie. I mean, they just pour into us week in and week out. Yeah, thank God for them. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift. And I know they pray a lot. The fact that God would allow me to share his word is evidence, proof, that they are praying pastors. God is a merciful and good God. Do you want God to move bigger in your life? Do you want to experience the miracles in your life that you've read about in the Bible? I know I do. Are you wondering, why aren't more mountains being moved? All these questions and more, and I wonder the same thing. The title for my message this morning is God is a big God. God is a big God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Here we go. God is a big God. Now God, he was showing me something. I'm going to start one way with a message and I started it and God said, okay, Roger, now I'm going to take you another direction. So just hang on. I'm going to build the foundation and then we're going to land that aircraft and then we're going to take off again. Sometimes it's easy to forget just how big our God is. Fiery darts and trials and tribulations, negative circumstance. You look at the news, you look at world situations, and all of a sudden you'll start doubting. Doubt will creep in, unbelief, and you'll begin to doubt the word of God, and you'll say, it's no need in reading the Bible. But again, I say, God is a big God. Oh my goodness, God is a big God. Ah. Philippians 2:5, let's go there. I think last year a pastor shared that scripture with us.
Amen.
But Philippians 2:5, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll wait a little bit. Philippians 2:5, real short verse. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So what we want to do is we want to focus and concentrate our efforts on letting us think the way Christ thinks. Christ thinks big. You know, when they came at him with doubt, fear, and unbelief, they couldn't sway him. They couldn't deter him because he knew his God. He knew what his God could do, and he knew what his God would do through him. God is a big God. Now, let's go to 1 Kings 8:27. We're laying the foundation. We're going to build some things. We are wise builders. The Bible says a wise builder builds his house on the rock. So when the rains descend and the winds blow and the floods come and they beat upon that house, it won't fall. Now, a wise builder is someone who hears the word and obeys the word. And then Jesus used another one. He said the opposite, a foolish builder. He builds his house on the sand. And then the rains descend, the winds blow, The floods come, they beat upon that house, and great is the fall of that house. And Jesus said, that's somebody who hears the word and they don't obey it. So we want to build our house on the rock. We want to hear and we want to obey. All right. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. But will God, all right, before I read that, let me set it up. Okay, they just finished building the temple, King Solomon did, and him and his people, and they're dedicating the temple. Okay, verse 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I built? Now it says here, the heaven of heavens cannot contain God. Now, there's three heavens. The first heaven is the atmosphere, you know, the oxygen and all that, the clouds. And then the second heaven is the stars and the solar system. And then the third heaven is where God resides, his residence. So in the second heaven, let me give you an idea of how big God is. I was just trying to get a visual because I think we're visual people now. We need to see something, how big God is. Now, NASA built this spacecraft. They named it the New Horizon. And its mission was to go to Pluto. Now, when I went to school, Pluto was the furthest planet in our solar system. Okay, now I was reading, they said, now scientists are believing it may be Neptune. But for the sake of this, we're going to say it's Pluto. Now, this spacecraft traveled 1 million miles a day, per day. That's a lot of miles. When we drive home to the East Coast, about 700 miles, I mean, I'm wiped out after that, and it takes me about 3 days to recover. I just can't imagine traveling 1 million miles per day. And this spacecraft, it took it 9.5 years to make it to Pluto. This is the second heaven. That was approximately 4.67 billion miles. This is a spacecraft. So that tells me the second heaven cannot contain God. And this spacecraft traveled 4.67 billion miles. It took it 9.5 years to make it to Pluto, and the heavens can't contain God. The first heaven, the second heaven, or the third heaven. And I'm going to show you another scripture, but right now it says the heaven of heavens, the third heaven is the heaven of heavens, cannot contain God. God is a big God. So now you should be getting the visual of how big God is. 4.67 billion miles, this spacecraft traveled 9.5 years, and still God is bigger than all that. And I'm sure there's even more to the universe. It's just technology can see no further than Pluto. And they said the most advanced telescope, when they look at Pluto, it's like a grain of sand. So I'm sure there's things on the other side of Pluto. But I just want you to get that visual. God is a big God. 9.5 years, 4.67 billion miles. And the scripture I'm going to read again. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him. Wow. How much less this temple I have built. Now, King Solomon realized that this temple cannot contain God because the heaven of heavens where he abodes can't contain him. God is a big God. If you don't get anything, know that God is a big God. Amen. Pastor, a couple weeks ago, he was in his message. He was talking about the Dirty Dozen. I don't know if y'all remember that, but there's a movie called The Dirty Dozen. It had a lot of good actors in it, Lee Marvin and Ernest and a whole bunch of them. But what it was, these guys were criminals. You know, they blew life, they were in jail, but they got a second chance. The army said, we got this top secret mission, and probably the people that go on this mission aren't going to come back. And so they said, hey, we got some criminals in jail. Let's present it to them. They don't have nothing to lose anyway. They're in jail for life. So they took the mission, and you know, they were very successful. But you know, we're like the Dirty Dozen. You know, we messed up, we missed it, we blew it, we made mistakes. But God is a God of another chance because he's a big God. Everything he knows we've done, and he still wants to use us because he is a big God. He knows your past, but also he knows your future. Oh my God, he created you for your future, and your future is bright. Your future is radiant. Your future is prosperous. Your future is victorious. My goodness and my God, God is not going to give up on you. He's not a quitter. Leroy said, love never fails. That was, and I, love never fails. That was first service. Elder Gardner, love never fails. God will never, ever stop loving you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you'll do today, what you'll do tomorrow. God will never stop loving you because God is a big God. And love will conquer a multitude of sins. Love. God loves us so much, this is what Elder Gardner said, that he sent Jesus. Not because we were so good. He sent Jesus because we were so bad. Now, if that's not love, what is love? You know, we can get mad with our kids and our spouse, and we shut down. I ain't talking to you, and I sleep over here, you sleep over there. Cold shoulder, I turn my back and all that. Icicles in the bedroom and all that going on. Nobody talking for a week, but God will never, ever do that to us. Even when we mess up, he's pouring it out. He's running. He's sending people. He's telling you how much he loves you. He won't give up on you. He won't quit. My goodness. Oh, and then last Sunday, Pastor Janie said, we are empowered to reign. Empowered to reign. In other words, we got power. And we're supposed to reign and rule. And we reign and rule, like Elder Gardner said, through love. Through love. Jesus says it like this. What reward is it to love those that are lovable? He said, I think he said, even the tax collectors do that. But the blessing is in loving those that are hard to love, those who curse you out, those who try to mess you over, those who cut you off in the road or cut in front of you at the gate at Fort Knox when you're trying to get to work because you're running late. And you got a little road rage going on. We just love them. I love them, Lord. Thank you. They needed to get there quicker than I did, so bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Okay, so I was telling you, you know, the third heaven. But what God was telling me, the heavens can't contain God. So God was showing me, he said, let's go to Genesis 1:26. I want you to see this. I'm setting this thing up. Well, God set it up. He just told me to say it. And in the midst of it, he had to correct me. He said, no, Roger, yeah, that's true, but no, this is where I want you to go. This is what I want you to say. I said, okay, God, all right, I'm flexible. Amen. Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion, empowered to reign. That's what Pastor Janie said. Dominion over the fish of the sea. You go out fishing, you say, fish, I command you to bite my bait. In Jesus' name. Now you have dominion, so the fish got to obey. Fishermen, fisher people, if you want to catch fish, pray. All right. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, God was showing me something about the inner man. Now, the inner man is created in the image and likeness of God. Now, so we read that scripture where it says the heavens of heaven can't contain God. Remember that, 1 Kings 8:27. So God put this thought in my mind. If the heaven of heavens can't contain God, if I'm created in the image and likeness of God, then the heavens of heavens can't contain me. Because I'm created in the image and likeness of God. I mean, that's the thought God gave me. It just blew me out the water. You know what they say? I got my mind blown yesterday. God just blew my mind. It blew me. Blew my mind. The heavens of heavens can't contain God. He's my daddy. If you're born again, if you're not born again, in a few minutes you'll have the opportunity to make Jesus Lord and Savior of your life. And then God will be big in your life. Okay, so that's the thought he gave me. With the inner man, there are no limits. There are no boundaries. We're not limited by time, space, or gravity. The inner man I'm talking about, because we can go into the supernatural. You know, pastors talk about it. I remember Pastor Jenny some years ago, she said, what you see is what you get. She's talking about your spiritual eyes, not your natural eyes, because your natural eyes see limitations. Your spiritual eyes see no limits and no boundaries. All your spiritual eyes see is increase all around you. My goodness and my God. We have to get the revelation that God really dwells fully in us through the Holy Spirit. The Bible said we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we're going to go to two scriptures, Ephesians 2:6. All right, we're going to go there. And then we're going to go to Mark 16, 19 through 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and then Mark 16th chapter. We're going to read verses 19 and 20. Ephesians 2, 6. All right, let me read verse 5. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. I see some people still turning. I give you 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. Ephesians 2, 6, or 2, 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us. Quickened means he made us alive together with Christ. Okay, by grace are you saved. Verse 6, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the Bible says we're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then verse, Mark chapter 16, I'm going to show you this, 19 and 20. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. So Jesus sat on the right hand of God. Ephesians 2, 6 says, we've been raised up together to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God. If you're born again, guess where you are sitting? The right hand of God. And the heavens of heavens cannot contain that inner man. It's just what God told me is, God said, I know I'm a big God. But he said, do you know I'm a big God? That blew my boom. He said, I know what I can do. I know who I am. But do you know who I am? And can you believe that I'm a big God? That's the second part of it. Yeah, 4.67 billion miles to Pluto and all that space, all that universe. And still, that's not big enough to contain God. But God said, do you really believe that I'm big in your life? If you want more mountain-moving miracles, if you want more whatever you're believing for, then you got to increase your belief system in God. And the way you increase your belief system, the way Pastor told us, is through the word. The more you put that word in you, the bigger God becomes in your circumstance. The bigger God becomes in your life. The bigger God becomes when somebody attacks you and they cuss you out. And you just say, you know what? God is bigger than you cussing me out. I love you and God loves you and there's not a thing you can do about it. You can't stop me from loving you. I love you because God loves me. And God said, whatever you receive, give. So when you receive love from God, you give it to God because God is a big God. And guess what? You are a big person in Christ Jesus because you're seated in heavenly places with Christ. Oh my goodness. We serve a big and awesome God. Nothing is too big or too hard for God, and nothing is impossible when we partner with God. Remember in Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. So when you face something, I know some of you sitting here are facing things. We all are. But you know what? Let the mind of Christ be in you. And then that situation will begin to shrink. And then God will begin to grow. And then you'll look at that situation and it'll be like a speed bump. And God would be like a mighty mountain, immovable, unshakable. Oh, my goodness, and my God. You got to, and Pastor said it last year, we've got to change our perspective, our point of view, and we change it through the word of God. Oh, here we go again. Jacqueline Carr wrote a song. She ministered, and sometimes the choir sings it. You're bigger than the universe. God is bigger than the universe. Like I said, 4.67 billion miles. I mean, Pluto, that's how far we know. And in the heaven of heavens, the third heaven, cannot contain God. So that tells me the second heaven can't contain him. Neither can the first heaven. I got another scripture. We're going to get to it. I'm getting ahead of myself. But let's go to Numbers 13:33. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a big God. I just dare you to put a smile on your face. I dare you to laugh at the devil. Oh, hey, you thought you had me. You thought you threw me for a loop. Yeah, you had me down for a second, but a righteous person will rise every time. Oh my goodness, get on up. And when you get up swinging, swinging with the word of God. Here we go again, Numbers 13, 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in theirs. You got to change your perspective. Flip that thing around. See yourself as the giant, and then see your enemy, that circumstance, as a grasshopper, a cricket, a roach. You know what we do with roach, 9.5D, crunch. We step on it. We tread upon serpents and scorpions, according to Luke 10:19. You step on that circumstance. It is a stepping stone to your success. It's a speed bump. You step over it and you step up. You step on up. Anything the enemy's bringing against you, you are a giant. And the way you got to think, like, sometimes I'll be praying and I'll be walking, and it seems like I'm like 80 feet tall. And I feel so tall, and I feel like I like, is it Gulliver? Gulliver was giant in the little people. There were little people, and he was real big. Well, I feel like that when I read the word, and when I pray, and when I confess the word, believe the word, and act on the word. I feel like that thing the enemy is bringing against me, I'm just crunching it like a roach. I heard it crunch, 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 crunch it. Oh my goodness, we just crunch it, because you are a giant. You're a giant killer. Goliath ain't got nothing on you. Goliath messed with a short person and it cost him his head. He lost his head. When they mess with you, they don't even realize you're a giant. You may not look like a giant. You may not feel like a giant, but the word of God says that you are. You are seated in high places, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh my goodness. Oh, you can change your life by letting the word of God change your mind. You can change your life by letting the word of God change your mind. Don't let CNN change your mind. Don't let the world, lack and debt and all that stuff, change your mind. Let the word of God change your mind. You're a giant killer. You're seated in heavenly places. You serve a big God. We serve a big God. He's our daddy, like father, like son. So if my dad is big, then I'm big. You know, in the natural, I wanted to be 6 feet. I didn't quite make it. But in the natural realm, I made it. I am a giant in the supernatural realm, should I say. Okay, our thoughts, listen to this, have the power to paralyze or motivate us. Your thoughts are so key. But somehow the enemy got in to make us think that our thoughts aren't important. I don't know how he did it. But know that he did. Be aware of it. Awareness is half the battle. Now you know, monitor your thoughts. Successful people only think one thought at a time. One thought at a time. When your mind starts racing and those thoughts just do-do-do-do-do, you got to stop and slow it down. You just got to, Lord, I thank you. Glory to you. Just begin to praise God. Take a deep breath and exhale. 3 or 4, and you say, God is a good God. God is a big God. God's bigger than just what I'm facing right now. Maybe you're sitting here this morning, the enemy's telling you in your life, go in somebody else's life. Give up, quit, throw it in the towel. It's over. It ain't over. That's not what the word of God says. It's not over. God is a big God. He's bigger than anything you face. Jacqueline Carr says, God's bigger than the sun. He's bigger than the stars. He's bigger than the things that can tear you apart. He's bigger than all the universe. He's bigger than all the earth. He's bigger than any problem we face. He's bigger than any disaster. And he's bigger than the universe. Wow. The devil is a liar. He thought he had you. Just change that thinking. Don't be conformed to this world, but be renewed by the transforming of your mind. The Bible tells us who we are. You're seated in heavenly places. The heavens of heavens cannot contain God. Let me see if I can find that scripture. Okay, and while I'm doing that, now remember this. Saturday coming, July the 28th, we're going out prayer walk, you know, and we're going to, there's a lot of hurting people out there. And it's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. on a Saturday. So if you can, show up about 5:45. We can get the instructions and directions, and then we can move on out because there's a lot of hurt people. Now, and Pastor was saying, we go once a month. That's to get your feet wet. You know. Now, if you already got your feet wet, we have Activate the 99. We go out every week. Now our group, we go out on Monday. The other Monday, we went to Cheddar's. And so we're sitting in there, and we're like, okay, how are we going to do this? And then Warren was with us. Warren said, well, when my wife went out, this is how they did it. Well, it didn't take a rocket scientist to realize why reinvent the wheel. So we did what they did. So it was a couple sitting across from us, and we targeted them. So we said, hey, can we pray for you? And they said, and the gentleman said, I'm a pastor, and you know, and his wife. And they said, sure, you can pray for us. And we said, well, what would you like prayer for? Well, he said, financially, personally, we're doing well. But I guess someone had stole some money, so it was in the courts, and they were believing for a, you know, favorable settlement or solution. So we prayed that. And so we were sitting there, and then we were talking back and forth. And Tremaine was with us, and Tremaine's he's a firecracker. So is that what she said, man? You're a firecracker or a fire? He's a live wire, because he's all over the place handing out cards. Some dude was 6'8", Tremaine looking up to him, witnessing to him, and the dude ended up coming over the table. We prayed for him. But the lady said, the pastor, why? She goes, is he always a live wire? Is he always like that? I said, yeah, he's got his mom's personality. So so he's always like that. But then, pastor, we prayed for the gentleman that cuts you all's grass here at the church. Him and his family were sitting at the table. So I think, Tremaine, you went over there, didn't you? Yeah, he's a live wire. So Tremaine went over there, and he said, yeah, I know your pastors, Aubrey and Janie Jackson. I cut the grass. So we prayed for them. And then the pastor, when they left, oh, we paid for the meal. So we said, hey, let's pay for the meal. So we paid for the meal. And then they gave us $20. We're like, no, pastor, no, no. He said, take it. So we took it because we didn't want to mess with his blessing. But we gave it to the waitress. Yeah, we bless the waitress. Glory to God. But I'm saying, activate the 99. I mean, when I went into Cheddar's, I was like, I don't know what to do. And I went in there, and we were all, and it worked out. And we prayed for a lot of other people. One couple said, it was two ladies. They said, we don't believe in what y'all believe. So, no, you can't pray for us. And we just kept talking. All of a sudden, they said, yeah, pray for us. They said, yeah, pray for us. Glory to God. Wow, live wire. Okay. God is good. I'm trying to find that scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now. Glory to your name. We give you praise. Okay, so. Okay, how big do you see God? Do you see God big enough to make a universe? Surely he's big enough to be worth offering our bodies as living sacrifices. Do you see God big enough to put the stars in place and big enough to save our lost loved ones? Do you see God big enough to lead Israel out of bondage and big enough to set us free from whatever it is that binds us and saps our victory? Do you see God big enough to fill us with the Holy Spirit? Then we can see him as big enough to work his spiritual gifts through us. It's all in your perspective. It's all in how you see God. Like I said, God said, I know I'm big. Do you know I'm big? And the second part of that, like I said, do you know that you're big? If you're born again, you're big. You're big. The inner man is big. I thought it was limits to the inner man, but there's no limits. The inner man is just as big as God. I believe what, because the heavens of heaven can't contain God. I'm created in his image and after his likeness. Do you see God big enough to give him the service of praise and worship and big enough for us to give him our total commitment? Do we see God big enough to save our souls? It's all in our perspective. Now, we have our midweek service every Wednesday. And like Pastor said, starting the 1st of August, it'll go from 7 p.m. to 6:30. And I just encourage you to come on out, because we meet all together for teaching. Then we break down into discussion groups, men with men and women with women. And we have such a great time and fun time. The testimonies I hear, and we pray for one another and lift each other up. So we just encourage you to come out on Wednesday. Because the more you get of God, the bigger he becomes in your life and the bigger your perspective of him becomes. You want more of him, more and more. And the thing with God, there's no limits. As much as you want, he will give you. And he never runs out. There's no limits. There's no boundaries. Everything is big enough if you believe that. I had this one scripture. Lord, let me find it. I know it's on here. Thank you, Jesus. And then when and I get ready to close. When Jesus was born, look at the birth of Christ. You know, people just thought another baby lying in a manger. Just some ordinary baby, so they thought. But he was no ordinary baby, and neither were you. You weren't no ordinary baby. They may have told you that. You weren't no accident. You weren't no mistake. God planned you to be here at this particular point in time in history. You were planned long, long, long ago. Yes, thank you, Pastor. Lying in the manger, Jesus represented to the fullest everything contained in every name Israel used to speak of God. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Jehovah Tasekanu, our righteousness. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Shammah, our abiding presence. Everything Jesus in that manger, he represented that, and so do you. You represent the peace, the power, the love, the joy, every characteristic, the glory of God you represent. You are dangerous. You're on the enemy's most wanted list. He's after you, but you know what? He can't touch you. In the 80s, MC Hammer made a song, Can't Touch This. And the devil plays that song over and over because he can't touch you. And he's mad with you. He is so raged, but he knows he can't touch you. Only if you let him. He'll mess with your mind and try to get you all twisted. But don't get it twisted, because the Bible will untwist everything for you. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Don't get it twisted. So we represent God in the fullest. Ah. Oh, here we go. Oh, I know what it was. I didn't write the scripture down, but I'm going to tell you what it says. It says the heavens of heaven is God's throne. So I said, wait a minute. And then, oh, let me do the next part. And it says the earth is his footstool. I said, well, wait a minute. God, you're blowing my mind again. Here we go. So if the heaven of heavens is God's throne, the third heaven, and if I'm created in his image and after his likeness, then the heaven of heavens is my throne. I believe that because I'm created in his image and after his likeness. And if the earth is his footstool, the earth is my footstool, because we saw where we were created to dominate, to speak to the fish, the birds, the cattle, and everything that creepeth upon the earth. Guess who creeps upon the earth? The devil. He's a creep. He can't even stand upright. He has to crawl and slither. He has to eat your dust and lick your boots, because you are a giant and the earth is your footstool. Now, he don't want you to know that, but it's too late. The cover has been blown. The lid has been blown off. You don't have to eat dust, but he surely has to eat your dust. Wow. So, wow. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him. And Solomon realized, God, I built this temple, but I realize it can't contain you. But isn't that awesome? But God, we can contain God because he lives inside of us. So that tells me the inner man has to be pretty big. He has to be like God. But I know I put limits on my inner man. I think the inner man is the same height as I am. But the inner man has no limits and no boundaries. So just let your mind be blown. Let the Holy Spirit still blow your mind. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Remember, God is bigger than all the universe. He's bigger than anything you would face. God bless you. Thank you. And may God richly continue to bless you.